and bring you to justice.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson talking to the terrorist who launched an attack in Barcelona today that has left a confirmed one person dead, at least 32 others injured. A reporter on the scene describes what he saw.
The vehicle stopped right in the middle of this iconic mural that's on the ground. Virtually every tourist in that area goes to that spot, and he drove right down the middle of the pedestrian mall down the center.
Police have confirmed they have one person in custody in the terror attack. They say a second man is currently holding hostages inside a Turkish restaurant, and negotiations are ongoing. Secretary of State Tillerson telling reporters the military option not the preferred pathway on North Korea. Tillerson said U.S. efforts are focused on getting North Korea to engage in talks. USA Radio News.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding...
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon...
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The president's strategy is based on conditions on the ground, not arbitrary timetables.
Could produce some heavy rainfall in Mississippi next week as the remnants move in this direction. Randy Bell and Jackson.
You may be surprised to learn that the biggest month for moving is actually in August. Correspondent Chris Barnes has some tips if you're looking to move.
Tracy McCubbin, who owns a decluttering company called Clutterfly, says many people think most moving happens around June, but she says, in fact, it peaks in August, and she has some advice for reducing the amount of stuff you may have if you're among those making a move.
What I tell people is if you never used it in your old house, you're not going to use it in your new house. So don't spend the time and energy to pack it up and pay the movers to drag it across town or drag it across country.
She also says ask your financial advisor what paperwork you absolutely need to keep and anything else, put through a shredder. I'm Chris Barnes.
For all the latest headlines and a look behind the headlines, join us online at usaradio.com.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We are ready. Are you ready, Mike?
Coffee silo is filled to the top thanks to somebody in the studio.
You're always putting me to shame with that silo.
I'm...
I have my coffee thimble.
Size matters, I'm just telling you. Listen, folks, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski, my co-hosts, all were going to have a bumpy show today, I have a feeling, because there's so much happening. But what I want to do is I want to start out with a brief short story that was shared on Facebook from a friend of mine, Ann Chansky, who used to be an executive director with one of the county parties. And she tells a story of back during the primary run-up, before any of the candidates had announced, as often happens on a county party level, and both parties, by the way. You get a call from prospective voters, primary voter, and they're inquiring, which candidates are you folks suggesting that we support? Keeping in mind, folks, that a political party cannot tell you who to support in a primary. Just to get that part off the table. So she asks the person, she says, what are your ideas? What she's trying to line them up with some of the possible candidates that might be in the mix. And so he runs down his two or three or four important items of ideology, and she says, well, you line up with Ben Carson. I don't think the country can take another black president, is what the man's response was. And listen, I'm starting with that story because, in fact, if you read my show notes, it talks about soft racism and racism. And I don't want to label that person a racist. I don't know them. I don't know what's in their heart. But the folks, the media is absolutely bombarding us with these messages. The problem with it is that they have an agenda, and I don't. So let's talk about the truth of it for a minute rather than an agenda. The truth of it is that humans, I don't know why. We can debate whether it's hardwired, cultural. The president, former President Obama, had a now infamous tweet that babies aren't born, and I can't quote it, but babies aren't born with recognizing a difference or a dislike for other races and religions. It's a bad paraphrase. Having said that, he's 100% correct. Babies aren't born with these but scientists say, on the other hand, that humanity wants to procreate itself. So whatever itself is going to probably take it down that path. But there's a greater issue at hand, more than skin color, and that's cultural differences. If you go to Shreveport, Louisiana, and hang out with whatever the group of people are of your ethnic background, I don't care what color you are. I just don't. But if you go there, you're probably going to end up, by happenstance we can call it, with folks of your own kind. I don't know how else to say it than that. Is that soft racism? Maybe it is, but people like to associate. So if you used a certain kind of writing utensil and all of a sudden I pass you something that's shaped different, you're going to be uncomfortable with it because your brain is conditioned to embrace the things it's comfortable with. That's not soft racism. It's just a fact. Now, was the caller that Ann Chansky took the phone call on, was he a soft racist? I don't know. Maybe he was just an ideologue and just rejected everything that President Obama stood for. One of the things, though, I'm afraid that's absent in the media breakdown of all of this is we always talk about critical thinking, but there's no intellectual honesty involved in what we're seeing. There just isn't. We'll touch on the monuments later in the show, and by the way, this show is not going to be about those doggone monuments. I'm sick of hearing about them. I just am. But we're going to touch on them and what history says about taking down monuments. But racism seems to be the forefront of it. So I read the website. What's that called? It's a law firm. They're always recognizing hate groups. Southern Law Firm. I'll find it at the next break. Make sure that I get the quote correct, or the at least give you guys direction. But these folks are always identifying racist organizations. Always. Hate groups is what they identify it as. So I read down the list, and I'm looking for Black Lives Matters. In my mind, to my way of thinking, that's a racist group, and it's a hate group. We've heard President Trump absolutely lambasted for what he said following the outrageous events that took place in Virginia. Mm-hmm. The problem with it is that what he said at the time, in the middle of why it was happening, was accurate. My debate with him wasn't, was he accurate, but should he have waited to make a comment? That's what I would have encouraged him to do differently. On the other hand, listen, folks, I spent the whole week since last time we talked trying to find a perfect American. This is going to stun you, but I've not been able to find one yet. Ludwig is pointing at himself. Wow, is he woefully wrong. I'm just telling you, folks, it doesn't matter who sits in that chair or this chair. If you don't like what that person's saying ideologically, we've got ourselves conditioned now to just unfriend you, get rid of you, cut you out of our life because it's not acceptable to differ in a view other than your own. Slap yourself in the head. Reappraise yourself and get your feet back on the ground, folks. That's what I'm saying to you. That's not reasonable thinking. And I was told here in the last couple of years, in the political world, don't use that word reasonable. Why? Why can't I use the word reasonable? Be reasonable. It isn't reasonable to think that all black people are just like President Obama. It isn't reasonable to think that all white people are just like me. Those things are not reasonable. They aren't. I told the story a couple weeks back about the black nurse at Henry Ford's hospital that helped a little white kid in the middle of the black riots going on. It's humanity. Be reasonable. If you're an ideologue, lock yourself in the closet for 20 minutes. Have a long, long talk with yourself. God did not anoint you with the only brain in the world that knows all the truths about politics or race or anything else. You don't know it, and neither do I. Get your feet back on the ground, folks. This is enough of over self-appraisal, in my humble opinion. Miles Bauer, what say you, my friend?
Well, I find that a lot of this is coming from the identity politics idea.
Amen.
And I think that that in and of itself goes against the whole grain. We were supposed to be a melting pot. We were not identity. We didn't line up in a certain row, right? We were just supposed to be a giant melting pot all stirred up together.
Better for the total, not broken into little pieces and parts, identified by your race or your political vein or what kind of hat you wear today or any of the rest of that nonsense. Like the Polish folks that I met when I was in my youth working, one of my first jobs, first-generation Democrats that were not Democrats, first-generation Americans. By the way, most of them were Democrat. They were wonderful people. American flags out in their front yards, training their children to learn English, but not losing their identity as Polish people. We don't have to be a hyphenated society for folks to retain their own culture and be part of a greater culture. It is the melting pot. Amen, Miles Bauer. Ludwig?
When you fill out a job application, the end of it usually asks, are you Latino or not Latino? And then after that, it'll ask you, are you African-American, Caucasian? So you have to identify yourself as something. And there's no just question as, are you American? So even on application, they're making us into segments.
Listen, you come in to buy a firearm, Federal Form 4473. Right after you get past your name and your address, are you Hispanic or not Hispanic? Are you Asian, white, African-American? It lists about, and by the way, everyone misses the first question, which is, are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic? Everyone misses that, except for the Hispanic guy. He got that, and the rest of the questions didn't apply to him. Literally, they didn't apply to him. And I want to find the person that wrote that form. That, to me, is racism. What in the world does this have to do with your Second Amendment rights? How is it going to make society safer for the gooberman to know what your genetic history is? Which is what we're talking about, folks. Listen, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, a service of RenegadeRiver.com. That's Silo. How's it doing?
We're still doing really well. There's a lot in that minor-sized cup.
You're just so busy, you can't drink your coffee.
I'm telling you. Folks, if you're just tuning in, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski, my co-hosts all. Listen, before we went to break, I had a mental block, and Miles helped me during the break. The organization is the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they've got what they call a hate watch. And then they listed groups that they've identified as hate groups, but they're all political. It's all folks that don't agree with their very, 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 very uber liberal, to use that word, uber, not to be confused with Uber cars that don't let you have your Second Amendment. They very uber left folks. They identify a hate group as people that are either, in my view, center to right. And I'm a classical liberal, so I watch it all. I kind of shake my head and laugh. But listen, I talked before we went to break. I said I will touch on the monument being torn down. And listen, my words on it. When people tear down historical markers, it's typically a statement of victory over a sovereign country they've defeated. And so I pause with that thought because that's a factual statement. So you can debate it. But then you get your history book out and find that that's why monuments come down. We watched Saddam Hussein's monument come down when we took over. We watched what ISIS has been doing across the Middle East for the last number of years. But that's historical. It has always been that way. Archaeologists will find ruins from 2,000 and 3,000 years ago, and within the ruins there are ruined monuments. That's what folks do when they conquer an area. And so I pause, taking that lesson into mind, and I ask myself, are they declaring victory over the Confederate States of America that ceased to exist in 1865? Are these folks down in Virginia and actually across the South, are they finally saying, okay, we won 150-some years later? Or are they claiming defeat of the United States of America, which is what I'm proposing that they're doing, because they are trying very hard to reinvent, to take what has been the United States and erase it and replace it with whatever their ideal state is. And I see folks on Facebook and in other social medias opining that pretty soon we'll start watching them attacking our revolutionary founding fathers. And immediately after reading the very first post on that, I read an article where somewhere out west they're trying to get rid of an elementary school called Madison Elementary School because it makes some of the folks feel uncomfortable to have it referred to as, and some of it becomes comical if it wasn't so sad. And it goes back to President Obama's tweet. Yes, President Obama's tweet. Folks aren't born with this hatred. I'm sure this wasn't what he was getting at. Folks weren't born with this hatred. So who's teaching it to them? What are their parents thinking? What difference does it make what Madison... some of these people are just off the hook. Listen, before you make your point, Ludwig, I want to get Miles to chime in on a contrast. Folks, you've probably heard about the lady that was tragically run over, murdered in the Virginia incident. Miles, what happened in Chicago that same weekend?
Yep, we had 39 shootings and 9 dead.
So if we're measuring riot and mayhem, if there's a state of ugliness that's based on divisive and what I would think of, by the way, is exactly what you said earlier, it's identity politics, and it's the rot that's been destroying inner city America for the last 50 to 60 years, depending on who's telling the story, that's not newsworthy. But when the news thinks that there's an ideology that they don't agree with, by the way, I don't either, but there were a lot of ideologies there that day, including the ones which we're going to get to, including the ones that paid for all of the folks to show up and to cause the problems in the first place. Yes, paid for. I'm not defending the original group that legally got a permit to march, and they've been doing that for as long as I've been alive. They've always been marching about something down there. They're folks I don't agree with, but I heartily support the First Amendment. The question, President Trump, if he's going to launch an investigation, needs to include an investigation over who was running the Craigslist ads that was recruiting instant mobs and protesters to go down there and assail those folks. If we're going to get into the facts and have a truth show, let's do it. Because there was a lot of folks there, and somebody paid more than 50% of them to show up and cause problems. Why isn't the media talking about that? That's a big deal. Why is this, speaking of that, and to Miles's point, why is this a big deal? But nine people in Chicago, their life isn't worth mentioning. Who thinks that way? Folks, we need to slap ourselves in the face and start rejecting what this media is telling us. I see all folks on across the political spectrum on social media that are beside themselves with angst. Some woman writes, by the way, she's an ABC's contributor that now is with Fox. She asks on her Facebook page, why is there so much hate in America? There isn't. There's so much hate in the mainstream media. They're injecting poison into your head. They just are. Ludwig, I apologize for cutting you off. What were you going
to
say?
No, it goes right into the point. I have three kids, 12, 10, and 6. We watch the news a lot. And when you're seeing a group of black people walking down the street yelling, fry them like bacon, kill all cops, fry them like bacon, and they go, why is that happening? Why would they not want cops to help?
Yeah, but listen, you're right, and they're right, and why is that? Those are important things, but we've also talked about on this show, we've got to be fair. And I've said, if I were an inner-city 17-year-old, and as I said it, forget race for a minute. Please forget race for a minute. If I were an inner-city child at 17 years old, any inner city in the United States of America, I would be living and enjoying the education privilege of a third world nation. So now you're 17 years old, you are functionally illiterate. Statistically, forget race. Statistically, you're functionally illiterate. And you're standing on the street corner with absolutely a minimal prospect for a future at best. And everyone passing you by is in a nice car. And you're going, this is a rotten world. It's easy for the Uber left to incite those people, and I don't blame them. But rather than incite them, get the government and all your nonsense out of the way so that they can free themselves. They're not genetically dumber or brighter or anything else. They're just people. Get all your nonsense politics out of the way and let those folks live. Why is this so tough to understand?
My point to it was, and I agree with what you're saying there, is that then if they show white supremacists on TV, I have to explain why those people don't like other people. But they don't actually show the people like us who don't care what you look like. We care about what makes you.
But listen, it's like
they're putting it in your kids' head.
It's like Donald Trump said, and everyone's been bashing him over it. There were a lot of hate groups down there that day. There wasn't just one hate group. There wasn't just one little slice of nutty people. There were a bunch of slices of really nutty people from across the political spectrum. Some of them reading Craigslist ad. Actors and photographers wanted in Charlotte. Hide this posting. This is what it says. Hide this posting. Compensation $25 per hour. Crowds on Demand, a Los Angeles-based public relations firm specializing in innovative events, is looking for enthusiastic actors and photographers in the Charlotte, North Carolina area to participate in our events. Our events include everything from rallies to protests to corporate PR stunts to celebrity scenes. The biggest qualification is enthusiasm, a can-do spirit. Pay will be vary by event, but typically is $25 an hour plus reimbursements, gas, etc. What are these folks asking for?
Right.
You got to pause and say, what are they trying to do? So when we're looking at those groups and when we're looking at your children, my grandchildren, and Miles's future grandchildren, we got to wonder, where's this hate, just like the person asked, where's this hate coming from? I want to know who paid for this. I want to know who paid for this. That's the investigation I want.
It's being created.
Who purposely is causing people to die? That's what I want to know. Well, why is nobody saying anything about the Chicago deaths? Why are those people's nine lives worth nothing?
My friend asked me this last night, and I can tell you this. You can't talk about the Chicago deaths because it proves that what they want doesn't exist, just like you can't talk about Venezuela.
Folks, we've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The president continues to be committed to repealing and replacing Obamacare and making sure that America has good health care and the health care that they deserve.
White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders responding to a reporter's question about the reviving of health care now that New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is being banned by a judge from coming back to D.C. to vote on any bills. The reporter asked Huckabee Sanders, in light of what John McCain did before the recess to kill the repeal bill, whether they think they can get the bill now through Congress.
We're committed to continuing to make sure that we have the best health care we can. And if we can do that in that direction, I think that's great. If we can't, we need to look for other ways that we can make solutions.
Louisiana's governor declaring a state of emergency ahead of the arrival of Hurricane Harvey. Texas officials asking residents along the coastline to get out. Get more news and analysis online at usaradio.com.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. I would like to invite you to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share.
When I heard about Punch TV Studios, at first, I didn't know what to think. Then everyone kept talking about it. I went to the website, and now I'm a Punch TV Studios investor.
This is a tremendous opportunity for you and your family.
My children are my everything. I have to make sure that they are taken care of, not just for today, a future for my children.
Join me, and together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company. Be part owner in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Don't wait. This IPO stock offering is counting down to a close. Call now, 310-419-5914, or visit our website, punchtvstudios.com.
Buy your stock. Buy your stock. Buy your stock. Buy your Punch TV Studios stock.
We think it's a great investment. Buy your Punch TV stock today.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Check it out.
You got to do that, folks. RenegadeRiver.com. Miles Bauer, Ludwig von Wiedemdorski. Let's talk about education, but I want to dive in through a different mechanism, if I might. Let me slide back to ISIS for a minute. The folks now that are watching the Confederate history come down. And by the way, if honest folks, immediately you're going to start seeing our revolutionary history following it, just so you know that. But I'm wondering how many people in the center, not the uber left, but from maybe the normal left across the spectrum from there, I wonder how many of those folks were aghast when they watched the news where ISIS was tearing down the historic images in Iraq and in Syria, actually, from leaders and religions that had fallen 2,000 and 3,000 and 4,000 years ago. Big art of beautiful things, by the way. And I don't know what those leaders supported, much less do I endorse them. They've been dead for a couple thousand years, or in some cases a couple hundred years, just to equate it. But America, most of the folks that were tuned in, forget party politics, forget identity politics, forget all that stuff. Most folks that are reasonable, there's that word again, watched and thought, wow, those ISIS folks are barbaric to destroy those areas' histories. And they were. And I would add to you that enlightened people, to use a founding word, that was a big word during our founding times, to be enlightened. Enlightened people are not afraid of history. Enlightened people embrace history so that they can have a better future for themselves and their young. It's pretty simple. So I have to ask myself, how is it that we've gotten to this place? Miles, I think, was spot on early on in the show. It is identity politics, but what allows identity politics to be? That, to me, is a really important question. How is it that a person can embrace identity politics and say, yeah, this is me? I told the story about the 17-year-old on the side of the street. I get that. I do get that. But what mechanism allows that circumstance to be that way for that person? Or for somebody just in flyover country America that nods up and down and says, yeah, well, one guy on Facebook tells me about the monuments. Those people were traitors anyways. And I asked, okay, let's say they were traitors because they wanted to leave the Union. Forget racism for a minute. Let's just ask the Union question. They wanted to leave the Union. That makes them a traitor. A lot of folks on our side of the divide believe that. And so I asked the obvious question. Which founder that signed and vote to the Constitutional Convention, our founding Constitutional Convention, and by the way, folks, the Constitutional Convention that segued us from being a confederacy in total to the United States of America, that Constitutional Convention. Which founder would have voted yes, knowing that his state couldn't secede, should that be the case? In fact, if you'd question this, you can actually research it. I know no one likes to research anymore. They do a quick Google. There's the fact I don't need to understand how it happened. I don't need to understand why. I can find the fact in 20 seconds, and that's the fact. Now, I won't retain it, and I won't understand it, but I can answer the question. Well, no. That tells me you didn't answer the question, which brings me to education today. And this time I'm not going to bag on higher education. Yeah, Miles is going, yes, thank God. I'm going to ask what in the world is going on with our K-12. Honest, where's the curriculum? Why is it only asking, its entire focus seems to be funding. You've got to be there on count day, folks. You've got to be there on count day. You can miss every other day in the year. Don't miss out on count day. Because we need the money.
That's been going on since I was at school.
It's just about funding. It's about funding. The unions have got to get funded. The administrator, all sides of it. I'm not even picking a flavor. All sides of it are focused on funding. We want funding as an outcome. And guess what we get? Funding as an outcome. If we wanted education as an outcome, maybe we'd get education as an outcome. And a person could then have the critical thinking skills, depth enough to say, don't tear down historical monuments because we need to learn from them. We need to learn what they stood for and make sure that a civil war where 700,000 people died never happens again. That's what we need.
Listen, folks, if you think he's lying about critical thinking skills not being taught, I'm getting these students after they leave K-12, and I have to explain what critical thinking is and what you're supposed to do.
I'm telling you that we as a culture have asked the wrong question. They've always said through my adult life and into my childhood, and I'm 56, how are we going to get the funding? Never, ever, how are we going to get the education? That's important to some people. If you want a certain outcome, you will focus on it. I want education as that certain outcome. Let's focus on that. I don't want a rounded education where reading, writing, and arithmetic and critical thinking skills used to be in the middle of the donut that they cut out and threw away so that they could invest themselves in making sure the MEA and the NEA were well-funded. I don't care about them. What happened to the cause of people that wanted to teach others as a mission, not as a part-time job where you make double the average wage in the community you're in? Listen, funding is not the key. Education is the key to our future. So the person that called Ann Chansky, if he would have come from an educational center that was focused on education, he wouldn't have asked such a silly question. I'm just being blunt. He wouldn't have asked that silly question. That's a stupid question. Why would you ask that? That's my view. The folks that are saying, I'm never Trump. That's stupid, folks. The folks that are saying, no matter what Trump says, he's right. That's stupid, folks. Embrace intellectual thinking for a moment. Embrace it. That is critical thinking. Get your arms around it. Be reasonable. Look into each subject. Don't read somebody's two or three sentence or big gigantic blob on social media and decide that you're now you're a wealth of knowledge on that subject. If you've got children, if you've got grandchildren, and you've never been to a parent-teacher meeting, or you've never been to a local school board meeting, shame on you, because you've surrendered your children to the folks that are your political enemy. Most likely, if you're listening to this show, you're surrendering your children to folks that think this all makes sense. To the folks that, remember that quote I read from that guy from Harvard a while back, where he says all children entering school at 5 years old are mentally ill because they've got allegiance to their parents, to the founders, and to this country. And he's imploring upon the teachers to turn them into universal students, universal people. Well, who are these people that think that way? They're the folks that are educating your children, people. That's who they are. And so when you wonder how we get to a point where instances like that, like Donna, we're watching in Virginia, if you're wondering how we can be focused on that and not be focused on the 39 shootings in Chicago, I've answered your question for you. You don't have a foundation. Slow to navigation speed. Please slow to navigation speed. And before you go announcing some position, and by the way, folks, just so you know, I'm guilty of doing this. We get in this hyperbole mode. That's like the new word for America now. Everyone's got to be sensational. We talked about the media being sensational because it sells ads. Everybody on Facebook is trying to out-sensationalize each other. Stop! Stop! You're hurting your children's future with that nonsense. Don't be a never anything. Don't be an always anything. Use reason. Miles, am I off in the ditch? Help me out.
No, I just think it's a tad spooky when I remember in high school when I read Orwell's 1984.
Absolutely.
And the main character in the book, Winston Smith, it was his job to go back into the previous media and redact anything that was not consistent with today's government. I just thought it was an interesting idea back in high school. It was an idea I never thought that I would actually see come to be.
And that's exactly where we're at now. I've heard it joked about off and on over the decades since, but there's no more joke. This is what he's described. And by the way, folks, he was a leftist. But he was exactly right. He defined himself as a socialist. But he was exactly right with what we're watching right now. It's a paradigm that's not survivable. Folks, we've got to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can be a battle in itself. The USO provides ways for all of us to support our wounded warriors. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in their lives.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're tuned in to the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and it has returned, whether you're ready or not, the Enigma Report.
It is, folks, and listen, if you're just tuning in, Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedem Dorsey, what was that guy, what did he say? Guy walks into the shop and he says, you got to see Ludwig's face.
I thought you forgot.
Guy walks into the shop one day last week and he looks me right in the eye, he says, who's that Lud von Stupidenberger you've got on your show? That was high five. I'm sorry.
And
that
I got to go.
And that was not an enigma, by the way. Everyone understood what he meant.
You translate that to English, it actually means the American genius. I don't know.
Yeah, Ludwig von Stupenberger. Anyhow, listen, folks. What I've got for the enigma is my question is what would Ben say? And I'll have to work my way to getting to my point with that in a moment. But I want to mop up a little bit from before we went to break. When I look at schools in general, right, in the public schools, K-12, I see them as big, gigantic experiments. Worse than that, I see that as one big, gigantic experiment, not a bunch of little experiments, which is really the point of me wanting to talk about this a little bit more. Tank standards and agenda-driven curriculums, the cure is obvious. And the cure, folks, is bringing school systems back to a local level. When you look at math, forget ideology, forget the MEA, forget me, forget everything. Just look at the math. If you lay it out on the table of when SAT scores, when reading, writing, arithmetic, when general scholastic started slipping, look at it historically, not the last 10 years, don't. Look at the last 100 years and say, when did it change? Because it changed, folks. I'll help you. I'll narrow it down. In the late 60s into the early 70s, it changed a lot. Okay? And you say, okay, well, what else changed during that time in the 60s and the 70s? We could get into the busing debate, speaking of experiments. That was a train wreck of monumental proportion that the Supreme Court kissed the paper on, and then it blew up in everybody's face and hurt a lot of people. We could talk about that, but that's for another show. What we should be talking about is why we've got these $60 and $70 million monolithic school systems that bring in people from all over gigantic areas. Mike, that's cost efficient. Wait a minute. I just said $60 or $70 million. How is that cost efficient? That's stupid. Buy a calculator from Nitwits. We have surrendered local control. That's what we've done. So we think that somebody in D.C., somebody in Washington State that sells books, somebody in Texas that sells books, somebody somewhere else, that's who we've surrendered our children to. And that's an enigma to me. The cure is obvious. It's local control. It worked for 200 years. Every year for almost, well, the better part of two centuries, every year education got better. And now it's a challenge. And folks, this is an easy riddle. The answer is clear. Local control, where teachers, by the way, teachers are not always at fault here, where teachers have a partnership with parents in the education of our future generations. Those things are just their crisis level. We've got to get our hands around it. Ludwig, Professor Ludwig?
No, you're right. With the teachers not always at fault, especially in today's system, they're teaching to a test. They don't actually get to teach. So, therefore, the teacher doesn't actually get to have any real hand in it. They're just giving them information for the student to regurgitate, and that's not teaching.
No, you're right. Media-driven labels. That's next on my list on my way to what would Ben say. Media-driven labels. Think about that for a minute. You're a this, he's a that, they're the alt-right. Alt-right. Some absolute screwball invented that term, and the media loved it. Loved it. Because they saw it as a chisel to break apart the conservative voting bloc. Hear what I said? Voting bloc. That's all they think about. Voting bloc and dollar bills. If they're not thinking about it that way, they're thinking about dollar bills and voting bloc. But whatever they're thinking about, in whatever order they want, it's those two issues. That's all they're focused on. And so they saw that as, oh, wow, we're going to a new label, some more identity to spread around like ugly, stinky, nasty, rotten mayonnaise. It's just rotten. It stinks. I'm not alt-right. I'm not any label you want to put on me. Who are you that you think that you can label me? What kind of dummy would I be to embrace it? That's stupid. I'm just saying. Media-driven labels designed to hurt, harm, and divide. You're a this, they're a that. Oh, stop it. We are Americans. That's who we are. A Democrat, by the way, and a Republican. And everybody in between and on the edges beyond, we're just Americans. Why is that such a tough concept? I see folks on Facebook within the 2nd District that are supposedly on our side, that have allowed these people to divide them up, and they're mean to each other, they're vile to each other, they treat each other like they're some World War II enemy. Stop it, folks, stop it. They're ragging on Representative Bill Huizenga. He's got probably the most conservative voting record of our entire congressional delegation to D.C.
96%.
And we don't like something he said. Stop it! Get over yourself, folks. Get over yourself. Who have you met that you agree with in lockstep? What a scary concept lockstep is.
I don't agree with myself.
Nobody agrees with you. That's easy.
See, everybody agrees that they don't agree with me.
That would be an enigma. I'm telling you. Listen, when I ask what Ben would say, I often on the show have referred to myself as a Jeffersonian. I'm a classical liberal. I aspire to... I attribute my politics to much of, not everything, because I'm not in lockstep with Thomas Jefferson either. I really like the ideology that he espoused. I like the country that he asked us to mature to be. That's a key way of looking at this. Not that we were perfect, not that we are perfect. He asked us to aspire to be a certain kind of country and then set us on the path that he hoped and prayed, yes, prayed, that we would get to. But I asked Ben because Ben was probably my, I don't espouse to his politics, but I was probably my favorite founder. Yeah. I think he really was. But he was a pragmatist. Few people could tell you, even political scholars could tell you what his ideology is. Miles, do you know what Ben Franklin's ideology was? Was he a conservative or a liberal or what was he? Do you know?
I always thought he was a moderate.
I think he was a moderate. I think he wanted to make a deal to get the country saved. That's what I think. You talked about during the break that slavery was an issue in our founding also, and it was. It almost blew the whole thing apart, and they decided to kick the can down the road. But during the Constitutional Convention, Ben Franklin, who was by far the oldest guy there, sits there and he's looking at the back of the chair of the president of the convention, George Washington. President of the convention, not president of the constitutional United States yet. But the back of George Washington's chair, at least for 3 months, had a sun. There was an image of a sun, the sunshine sun. And Ben Franklin opined he couldn't tell whether that was a rising sun or a setting sun. But at the end of the convention, he said, yes, it is a rising sun. Folks, it's still a rising sun. We've got to get our feet back on the ground. Where I'm going with Ben Franklin right now, though, we can look back to that guy and answer a lot of questions. What did Ben Franklin think about health care by the government? Anyone have an idea?
No.
No?
He didn't want it. He wouldn't want it.
He did want it. That's the fun part. But he didn't want it on a federal level. He wanted the states to be involved in it. And in fact, he set up a hospital that still exists that at the time was half funded by private money, half funded by state money. But it wasn't a federal issue to him. It was a state issue, and that each state should come up with a resolution on how to deal with this. That's what it's supposed to be. It's the same with schools. It's an easy thing. There, if they had local control in our educational structure, you could look across the fruited plain from New York to L.A. and look at which one of these little experiments were working best and learn from all of them. Now we've got one big failed system and no one learns from any of it. Ben Franklin had all of this stuff down, but he was a pragmatist. Let's make this happen. Let's stop being ideologues and smack ourselves in the head if that's what it takes, and let's make this thing happen. That's what we've got to re-embrace Ben Franklin's willingness to make things happen, period. We got to do that, folks. Education all the way to D.C. That's what I'm saying. Follow us on Twitter at TalkMikeHewitt. Follow us on Facebook at /TheMikeHewittShow. Listen, even the website now is you can get there by TalkMikeHewitt.com. And Instagram, we're on Twitter, but I'm not a Twitter guy.
Yeah.
I'm just not. I don't know how Trump does that. No hate. I don't know how he does it. To use Miles' term. Miles, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ludwig von Stupenberger, thank you very much.
I won't see you next time.
Folks, we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
when it matters most.